As we've been talking about, Denzel Washington not only directed The Great Debaters, but plays one of the leads, the character of Melvin B. Tolson. Tolson was a renowned educator and poet, and when we saw the film, we just knew we had to learn more about him. So we're pleased to be joined by Ken Tolson. He is the only grandson of Melvin B. Tolson, and he was a consultant on the film. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Michelle, for having me today.
Now, your grandfather was a major figure, both during the time of the Harlem Renaissance and during the 40s and 50s. What kind of stories did you hear about him?
Numerous stories. Wow. I mean, I don't know where to start because, for one, I'm an Omega. My grandfather's very famous Omega. My grandfather was first editor of our Oracle, really pushed the fraternity from a social standpoint on focusing on social issues throughout the 30s and 40s. From an educational standpoint, he was very good friends with Benjamin E. Mays, who was one former president of Morehouse College, where I went to school.
Your grandfather wrote two particularly noteworthy poems. One, Dark Symphony, is considered his greatest work. It was published in Atlantic Monthly in 1941. We actually have a recording of him reading some of Dark Symphony.
Okay.
Let's listen.
None in the land can say to us black men today, you send the tractors on their bloody path and create okies for the grapes of wrath. You breed the slum that breeds a native son to damn the good earth pilgrim fathers won. And in the land can say to us black men today, you dupe the poor with rags to riches tales and leave the workers empty dinner pails. You stuff the ballot box and honest men are muzzled by your demagogic din. None in the land can say to us black men today, you smash stock markets with your coin blitzkriegs and make 100 million guinea pigs. You counterfeit our Christianity and bring contempt upon democracy.
A lot of passion there. Was he always like that?
Yes. And I had to live my grandfather's life through my family and friends and Wiley alumni and Langston alumni.
Why, he died before you were born?
He died, and there's been a misprint in a couple of papers. They keep saying that I was 2 years old, and I was 2 months old when he passed.
But in the film, he is shown as an activist, and he's shown taking some risks in the service of his political activism. Is that accurate?
That is very accurate. My grandmother had said to me there were several times that she really didn't want him doing those things because it endangered the family. There were several times grandmother talked about bottles being thrown through the window late in the middle of the night when he was professor at Wiley and he was staying near the campus. Later on, when he wasn't actually at Wiley but at Langston, when he ran for mayor, there was opposition that said that we don't want, you know, you smart Negroes stirring up, you know, trouble or trying to change things, and they burned his house down. So, but that didn't stop him.
He did eventually become mayor of Langston.
Exactly.
And what did he serve? Four terms.
Four terms, yeah.
I read a piece about your grandfather, a piece in American Legacy, which I think is a piece that sparked this whole film. And one of the criticisms was that he was an autocrat. And there's a bit of an irony in there, isn't it, in that he's teaching kids to stand up for their rights and to think for themselves and to – but he made them memorize all their arguments. Do you find that funny? Or do you, at least, you know, little contradictory?
I don't know. I didn't grow up in that time. And – according to my dad and my grandma and uncles, my grandfather was a perfectionist. And in order to get the message over that time, he had to write the arguments for students. He wanted to make sure the right message was getting across and it hadn't been embellished in any kind of way.
He felt the stakes were very high.
Right. And they were.
He also wrote libretto for the Republic of Liberia. He was made the poet laureate of Liberia. How did that honor come about?
The colored immigrants, when they came in the early 30s and early 40s in the South particularly, you know, they took residence near a lot of our HBCUs. And there were several nationalists from Liberia who were very fond of my grandfather's works and teachings. And I think it just got, when they went back home or whatever, it just, you know, this news traveled. As well as a national level, my grandfather was one of few African-American poets who were starting to be published in, what's the word?
Journals?
Yeah, other journals that weren't African-American based.
You mentioned that your grandfather graduated from Lincoln University, a great historically black college. You are a Morehouse man, went to Morehouse. And when you went there and one of your professors found out that you were a grandson of Melvin Tolson, what happened?
First day of class, freshman year, Dr. Reed was going down the roll call. And
Dr. Reed is?
Professor of English. Mm-hmm. And he said, Ken Tolson, you're not related to Melvin B. Tolson. I said, yes, sir, that was my grandfather. And he talked a little bit, and he said, see me after class. And, you know, went to his office, and he said, I was taught by your grandfather, and your grandfather made an indelible impression of me and our American society. And he said, I want to do something different here with you. We're going to do this project for the semester. And I'm saying to myself, what's he talking about? And he had me do this paper. And he said, this will prepare you for your master's thesis, because this is going to be a master's thesis when you finish. And I did a research on my grandfather. And to be honest, I probably would not have done that if it wasn't for Professor Reed. I did this report for Dr. Reed. And over the course of the semester, I actually went out to Wiley College. I went out to Langston. And those were my first times stepping foot on those campuses as a young adult, and really fully appreciate the campus setting, the campus environment, the people there who knew my grandfather.
Well, what does it mean to you now to have your grandfather's story told?
I cried when I first saw the first commercial, because, again, I had to live my grandfather's life through my family's life. And to see Denzel, like the scene where in the opening scene he climbs up on the desk, I've heard my parents, my uncles talk about that, as well as former Wiley students. You know, his methods, you know, some people might say are different, but he opened students' minds. And most African Americans during that time period who came from those schools, you can't come from the Midwest and not know who my grandfather was and not be affected by the social movements, the educational, all those activities that he was involved in.
Ken Tolson is Chief Operating Officer of the Emerging Technology Consortium. He is the grandson of poet Melvin B. Tolson, who is the subject of the new film, The Great Debaters. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me on board, Michelle.